姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters, elders.
下午我们要继续早上的题目，就是要扩张你帐幕之地。
And this afternoon we'll continue with the topic in the morning, to enlarge the place of your tent.
请打开以赛亚书54章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
第二节到第三节。
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2-3.
以赛亚书54章。第二节到第三节。
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2-3, verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. 3. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities.
这个第二节说要扩张你帐幕之地，这句话虽然是先知讲的，其实是神所讲的。
Here, even though it seems as if it's spoken by the prophet, enlarge the place of your tent, it's actually spoken by the Lord.
因为第一节的最后一句说，这是耶和华说的。
Because the first verse, it says the Lord.
那么早上我们讲过了，为什么要扩张帐幕之地呢？
And this morning we talk about the reason of why we need to enlarge the place of our tent.
第一，这指着物质上的、历史上的以色列国，他们要从被掳带回来，要复兴。
And that is just in the history. The Israelites, they were captured, taken captive, and now they're coming back to regain their country and their nation.
他们在主前586年被巴比伦帝国所毁灭。
And 586 BC, they were taken and they were destroyed by the Babylonians.
当时候啊，他们很悲观。
At that time, they had a very bad and sorrowful point of view towards everything.
他们觉得已经失去一切了，还可以谈什么呢？
They think that they've lost already everything that they have, and what else could they talk about?
就好像一个第一节所说的，好像不怀孕不生养的妇人，好像完全觉得没有希望。
It's just like a barren woman, as if that this woman has no child and she has no hope.
但是神安慰他们。
But God comforts them.
我要带你们回来。
Telling them that I will bring you back.
你们住的会比以前的更多更大。
And this place where you're living now will be even greater than before.
所以我们的神呢，是一个使人有盼望的神。
So our God is a God that lets us and gives us hope.
最重要，我们自己不要失去盼望。
But what's most important is that we should not lose hope ourselves.
你自己失去盼望，神都帮不了你。
Because once you lose hope within your own hearts, then God no longer can help you.
你心死掉了。
Because this heart of yours has died.
觉得没有办法做什么。
Because you think that you cannot accomplish anything.
但是我们既然信神。
But since we believe in the Lord,
这位神呢，是什么的神呢？
And what God is this that we believe in?
圣经告诉我们呢，这位神呢，是使人有盼望的神呢。
And the Bible tells us this is the God that gives us hope.
我们看罗马书15章。
Listen to Romans chapter 15.
13节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
这个圣经很好，15章13节。
Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们，我们的神是使人有盼望的神。
Here it tells us, may the God of hope.
你可能信神之前没有什么盼望。
Because before you believe in the Lord, you do not have much hope.
可能觉得世界很灰暗。
You might think the world is so gray and sorrowful.
一切都是令人伤心。
Everything is full of sorrow.
但是你信了神之后。
But once you believe in the Lord,
你知道我们的盼望不在这个世界。
And you understand that this hope of yours is no longer within the world.
就算这个世界让我们失望。
And even though this world will make you lose a lot of faith,
神还让我们有盼望。
But God still gives you this hope.
所以既然我们信了这个有盼望的神。
And since now that we have come to believe in this God of hope,
我们自己也要做一个有盼望的人。
Then we need to become a person that is full of hope.
当然我们的盼望是最主要的盼望是以后的天国的福气。
And of course, the most important hope that we need to have is the blessings to come when we enter the heavenly kingdom.
但是在那个之前呢，我们在世上也应该有盼望。
But before the heavenly kingdom comes, we need to have this hope while still living in the world.
我们要靠主。
We need to depend on the Lord.
我的婚姻靠主可以越来越好的。
My marriage, depending on the Lord, will get better and better each day.
如果继续帮我儿女祷告，他的信心应该会回到主的身边的。
And if I continue to pray for my children, then their faith, their hearts will return to the Lord.
你有再大的困难，但是你可以在里面找到盼望。
And no matter how great the problem is that you're facing, you can find this hope within.
你有信心就有盼望。
Because once you have faith, then you'll have hope.
然后这里说啊，神就将诸般的喜乐平安才充满你的心了。
And here it tells us it will fill you with all joy and peace.
所以没有盼望，没有喜乐的。
Because if you don't have hope, then you will not have joy and peace.
对，以色列国被掳了，神给他盼望的时候，七十年之后你们要回来。
And therefore, when the Israelites are taken captive, the Lord Jesus Christ told them, 70 years later, you will regain everything back.
他们怎么想象到我们已经被掳了，国家被毁灭了，怎么可能再回来呢？
How could they even think about that now that the position that they're in is they've been taken captive? How could they even believe that they could gain everything back?
但是神就有办法使不可能的变成可能。
But God is all possible, and therefore it's possible to let things that are not possible happen.
这节最后说，靠着圣灵的能力，大有盼望。
Here it tells us that we will have this power and hope through the Holy Spirit.
所以盼望不是靠自己的，不是很乐观，不是这样。
Therefore, hope is not something that you can gain if you're optimistic.
啊，世界的人为什么他们有盼望？他们觉得啊，我为人很乐观啊，所以把它想正面的，我就会想开心一点。
And therefore, people of the world they think that they have much hope because they're very optimistic. They think everything towards the good side of life.
但是我们的盼望并不是我们乐观而已。
But we have to understand that our hope is not only based on being optimistic.
我们被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看到别人看不到的。
We see what others cannot see.
我们看到问题的背后有答案。
We see that there's an answer behind the problem.
所以叫大有盼望。
And therefore we are full of hope.
所以啊，五十四章以赛亚书这里讲到说关于神在困难当中给他们的盼望。
And therefore in Isaiah chapter 54, there it tells us in times of trouble, God gives them this great hope.
但是呢，我们知道以色列国啊，后来虽然复国了，但是他们的版图啊，比不上以前的所罗门时代的那么大。
And of course, as we know that the nation of Israelites, after they've been rejuvenated, that their nation is not as great as the past.
所以啊，这个扩张你帐幕之地啊，并不只是讲着物质的以色列国而已啊。
And therefore, to enlarge the place of your tent not only talks about the size of the nation of the Israelites.
这也是讲说，在末后神要兴起他的真教会，重建神的帐幕在人间。
But instead, it also tells us and talks about how in the future God will stretch out the tent to be greater for His true church.
那么这个责任呢，今天就已经交给我们弟兄姐妹去做了。
And therefore, this duty, this mission has been granted upon us.
能够拉得有多大呢？就看我们了。
How great can we stretch out this tent? It depends on us.
如果我们自己限制说，哎呀，不用了，没关系了。
If we limit ourselves to thinking we don't need to stretch it out so far, it's enough.
啊，这个帐幕就很小。
Then this tent of ours will be very narrow and small.
很努力去做。
But if we try and hard and work hard at it,
这个帐幕就会非常的扩大。
Then this tent will be enlarged greatly.
啊，所以这个帐幕可以代表我们个人的信仰。
And therefore, this tent could represent our own personal faith.
也可以代表我们整个教会的发展。
And it can also represent the growth of our church.
那早上我们讲过第一点，就是要扩张你帐幕之地，就是要先拉长。这个绳子啊。
And therefore, this morning we talked about in order to enlarge the place of our tent, we need to lengthen the cord.
啊，这个代表神跟我们的关系。
This means the relationship between us and God.
也代表我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
It also means the relationship of brothers and sisters.
那么下午我们来讲第二点。
And this afternoon we'll talk about the second point.
这里第二节啊，这里说我们要坚固你的橛子。
Here, the second point tells us to strengthen your stakes.
啊，这个橛子那个 peg 啊 ，ten peg， 就是说那个。大营的时候都会有很多的铁钉很长的这个橛子。
And these stakes, these pegs, are what you use to hold the tent down.
啊，如果我们有去过露营的话，会知道。
If you go camping, then you know.
啊，我们去露营要带着那个露营的营具啊，就是那个大的营布很重。
And in order for us to bring all the things that we need for a tent, it's very heavy.
啊，也要带很多绳子。
And you also need to bring a lot of ropes.
这个呢，可以说。重量最主要的部分都是在两个组合的当中了。
And therefore, the combination of the stakes and the cords is the heaviest of them all.
但是如果你有一天去露营，忘记带那几根钉子啊，这个橛子。
But if today, if you go camping and you forget to bring the stakes, the pegs,
啊，那么你就没有办法打到地里面，就没有办法绑绳子了。
Then you're not able to pitch this tent because you're not able to put the stakes into the ground.
所以无论你绳子有多长，那个营的那个布有多重、多坚固，你忘记了带那几根钉子、橛子呢，这个营就盖不起来。
And no matter how long the length of your cord, no matter how big your tent can be, but if you have forgotten to bring the stakes, then you're not able to pitch this tent.
啊，这里告诉我们什么呢？
But what does this tell us here?
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
啊，第四章第十一、十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. 11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. 12. To prepare God's people for work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
这里保罗告诉我们，在教会里面，圣灵所赐的恩赐有不同的作为。
Here Paul tells us the gifts that's granted by the Holy Spirit, there's different works.
当然，一看起来，当然有使徒在带领啊。
Of course, you see that there are apostles that guide the church.
这个是很明显的。
This is very obvious.
这教会的领导人。
These are the leaders of the church.
也有先知在常常在讲道。
And there's the prophets that often preach.
也有人出去传福音。
And there's the evangelists.
有人出去传福音呢，但是教会还是需要牧养啊，所以有牧师跟教师。
And therefore, the people who go out to preach the gospel, but within the church, there need to be pastor to pastor the church.
但是教会是不是只有那些人呢？
But is it only these people that are within the church?
不是的。
It's not so.
反正那些少数的人呢，是要为了造就那大部分，这里面有提出了，就第十二节说，我要成全圣徒啊。
And therefore, instead, all the rest of the people, what their works are, is to help and to assist with the great works of these people that was just mentioned.
所谓的圣徒就是我们所今天所讲的我们普通的信徒啊。
And these people, the God's people, they're actually just normal members of today.
就是那些使徒啊、先知啊、传福音的牧师、教师，就是为了造就这些普通信徒，让他们可以建立起来。各尽其职了，那我建立基督的身体啊。
And these prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, their job is to evangelize and to prepare God's people for work of service.
我们不要说，我教会多我一个不多，少我一个不少。
And therefore, you cannot say that the church doesn't really need me, and it doesn't matter if I leave or not.
我来不来也没有什么差。
There's not much big difference either I come to church or not.
我做不做圣工也没有什么差，反正很多人还会做嘛。
And it doesn't really matter if I do the holy work or not because there are many people that will do that job.
其实不是这样的。
But it actually, in fact, it's not so.
那个帐篷要盖起来，就说那个小小的钉子啊，那个橛子啊，都不能少，一根都不能少。
And as a matter of fact, in order for a tent to be erected, you need a lot more than just all these, and you cannot miss out anything, not even the little pegs and stakes.
我们弟兄姐妹不要少看我们自己。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, do not look down on yourselves.
对不对？像教会有什么聚会，我们尽量都来参加。
And no matter what kind of service there are being held at church, you try to attend.
教会需要人家帮忙什么圣工，我第一个报名。
And if there's something in the church that needs holy work to be done, and you'll be the first to register to do that work.
教会要开信徒大会，要投票，我也要来，我也要参与。
And the church is holding AGM meetings, and there's elections, and I will be involved, and I will stay.
我们不要觉得说，少我一票不少，多我一票不多。
Don't think that it doesn't matter if that one extra person that you are either to come for the meeting or not.
我们每一个人都有自己的责任。
Every one of us, we have our own responsibilities and duties.
我们不要小看自己。
So don't look down at ourselves.
每个人都很重要。
All of us, we're all important.
要成全建立基督的身体。
So that we may be prepared and to work as a body of Christ.
那么这根钉子也代表什么呢？
But what does this stake, this peg represent?
这根钉子，这个橛子一定要钉到深入地底下，直到它不动了，才有办法可以拉住这个帐篷。
And the stake needs to be penetrated through the ground and deep into the ground. Only then that it was not shaken that it could hold the tent up.
如果这根钉子、这个橛子自己都在摇动，那么这个帐篷啊，风一吹啊，就连根拔起就没用了。
And if the stake, this peg that is pegged into the ground is really shaky, then of course when the wind comes, the whole tent will be blown away.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
我们每一个信徒都好像一根橛子。
All of us, believers, members of today, we're all just like a peg.
但是我们是会摇动的那一种呢，还是已经钉得很稳的那一种？
Are we the kind that is really wobbly, or are we the kind that is firm?
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
23节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 23.
哥罗西书一章23节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. 23. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
这里保罗写信给哥罗西教会。
Here Paul writes this letter to the church of Colossians.
告诉他们说，你们在所信的道上要恒心坚固， 不能摇动。
Here it tells us you must be firm in your faith and established.
接受的道理并不代表说根基很稳。
And once you receive the truth, it does not mean your foundations are firm.
有两种情况之下，这个信仰可能会被摇动。
Under two circumstances, your faith might be shaken.
第一个就是所谓的异教之风了。
First is other denominations and
heresy
and false teachings.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
以弗所书第四章第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of the men in their deceitful scheming.
保罗告诉以弗所教会，我们不能再做小孩子了。
Here Paul tells the church of Ephesians that you no longer can be infants.
小孩子很单纯是没有错。
Indeed, infants are very innocent.
但是呢，小孩子很会被骗。
But also at the same time, infants can be easily tricked.
有一个节目啊，就是要考验一下现在的小孩子啊，到底容不容易被骗。
And there is a TV show that it tries to find out and test the children of nowadays, is it easy to trick them or not?
我们家长都很有信心啊，说，哎，我告诉我孩子啊，千万我不在的时候不能乱开门给坏人啊，不能给开门给陌生的人。
And all the parents are very proud, and they say that I've taught my children well not to open the door and not to talk to strangers when I'm not at home.
那么结果呢，电视制作的人呢，都出去了。
And therefore, the producers of the TV show, they went out.
那么敲那个小孩子的门呢
？And therefore, they knock on the door of that family.
那么敲的时候呢，打开，小孩子打开门。
And when they knock on the door, the child opens the door.
有一些呢还没有打开啊。
There's some of the children, they don't open the door.
从里面问你是谁啊？
And inside, they ask, "Who are you?"
那么外面那个人呢，就是那个电视制作的人，就说，哦，我是有一个包裹啊，要送给你，你是不是某某人呢？
And the producers of the show would say, "Oh, I am a person who is a delivery person. I have a package for you. Are you so and so?"
有些小孩子听说，哎，他既然讲出我的名字，或者是我父母的名字，又有包裹，应该是没有假的吧？
And there's some children that think that that person is able to speak my name and also my parents' name, and there's a package, and therefore it should be true.
所以很多小孩子呢听到哇，这样子就马上开门了。
And many children, after they heard this, they would quickly open the door.
后来这个拍摄的过程啊，给他父母知道说，哎呀，原来我的孩子那么不小心。
And through this process, the cameraman has captured all of this and has shown to the parents. And the parents realize how uncareful they are.
只有一个小孩很小心啊。
There's only one child that was very careful.
从窗户看到门外的那个陌生人。
And this child looked through the window, this stranger.
虽然他说有东西要给我父母。
And even though this child knows that the stranger says that there's something that a package for your parents.
但是那个小孩子很谨慎啊，这个人不是邮差。
And this child was very alert and careful and said, "This person is not a mailman."
我也不是认识这个人。
And I don't know this person.
他跟他讲说，你赶快走，不然到我 call police.
And this child said, "Quickly leave, or I'm going to call police."
这很谨慎啊。
And therefore, this child is very alert.
但是大部分小孩呢，很容易啊，一点点好处啊，或者是欺骗啊，就把他们骗倒了。
But most of the children, if they hear there's something good that they can get out of it, then very easily they can be tricked.
我们信仰上也是一样。
This is the same for our faith.
我们信的是真神真道。
What we believe in is the truth and also the true God.
但现在是末世了。
But today is the end days.
除了这个纯正的道理之外，还有很多很多不一样的道理。
And other than this true teaching that we're listening to, there are other many different kinds of teachings out there.
有很多不一样的宗教。
And there are many different kinds of religious denominations.
没有错，所有的宗教都是叫人家做好事。
And of course, it is true that all religious denomination, their purpose is to do good.
但是我们知道，信宗教要找神，并不是只是为了做好事而已。
But we have to understand that what a religion that we believe in is not only to do good.
我们要找到回家的路，找到天国的门路。
But instead, we also need to find what is most important is to find the way back home to heaven.
你看现在书店多少的书啊？
You can see how many books there are in the bookstore.
你看到网络上多少的资料。
You see how much information there is on the internet.
真的，所谓的异教之风很容易吹来吹去摇动。
And indeed, it's true, these heresy, these people who have listened to the wrong truth, they can be shaken easily.
但是我们要怎么样坚固自己呢？
But how can we make ourselves firm?
在真道上扎根。
How can we be rooted within the truth?
就像我们过去，今年从1月到9月，每个月都有讲一个基本信仰1到9条。
It's just like from January till September, we talked about the 10 basic doctrines.
我们知道为什么我们相信这样。
And we have to understand why we believe in such.
别人如果问我们问题，我们怎么回答？
And when people ask us questions, how can we answer them?
所以我们都要扎根的。
And therefore, we need to be rooted.
所以我们一定要像一根橛子，要钉在地底下，不能摇动。
And therefore, we need to be just like a stake. We need to be staked into the ground and be firm and not shaken.
感谢主啊，连总的安排啊，在赵明阳传道，他是连总的负责人之一啊，他会在月底啊，会来温哥华举开圣经讲习会。
And thank the grace of the Lord, the IA has sent Pastor Zhao to come to Vancouver to hold the Bible seminar.
他跟我们分享一个题目。
And he's here to share with us a topic.
是个人的宣道的技巧。
It's the ways of how you can evangelize.
譬如说你要传福音给别人。
It's like personal evangelism. For example, if you want to preach to someone.
别人你说哎呀，我们来信神，信神很好。
And you tell them, come to believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord is really great.
别人一句话就问了。
And a person will ask you one question.
你说有神。
You say there is a God.
你看世界那么多人没有饭吃。
And you see there's so many people out there who don't have any food to eat.
那么地方在打仗。
There are many people that are at war.
那么多人受苦。
There are many people that are going through such toil and hardship.
真的有神吗？
Is there really this God?
有神，神看不到吗？
And if there is a God, then why can't God see any of us?
对哦，听起来好像是哦，为什么神看不到？
Indeed, it's true. When you hear something like this, you start to question yourself, why is it that God cannot see any of this?
要传福音给别人，结果自己都摇动了。
You wanted to preach the gospel to others, but then in terms, in return, it becomes your faith is shaken.
有一个学生要传福音给他的老师啊。
There was a student that wanted to preach to his teacher.
他老师是教科学的。
And this was his science teacher.
他告诉他，老师啊，神创造天地。
And this student told this teacher that God created the heaven and earth.
老师问他，你没有读过进化论吗？
And the teacher asked him, have you not studied about evolution?
进化论怎么怎么怎么样？
This is what happens during evolution.
那个学生，对哦，你讲的好像比较有道理啊，我都没有想过这样。
And then the student starts to think and ponder, I think it is true what you're saying.
哎呀，你看自己都没有扎好根。
You can see the student was not rooted in
the faith. 就算我们不传福音给别人，别人一谈起来也会摇动我们啊。
It's just like even though we don't go out to preach the gospel, when others speak of something, we will be shaken.
你看报纸上哪常都有新的想法、新的说法出来。
The newspaper often discovers and talks about new ideas and new claims.
所以我们没有办法了解世界每一个人的说法是什么。
And therefore, we cannot come to understand about all the thinkings of the people of the world.
但是我们自己起码要知道自己的信什么。
But at least what we should know is what we believe in.
为什么这样信？
And why we believe in it.
所以月底的这个圣经讲习会非常的重要。
And therefore, at this end of the month, the Bible study, a Bible seminar is very important.
希望弟兄姐妹一定要抽时间来参加，非常宝贵的一个机会。
And I indeed hope all brothers and sisters will spare your time to come to attend.
详细啊，负责人会报告。
And for more details, the board members will tell us.
我在推广啊，卖广告在这边啊。
And here I'm advertising about it.
那回来了，不要太离题啊。
And I won't go too far into off topic.
那我们看回来这个橛子啊，橛子的部分。
So let's look back at the stake.
我们知道这个要打进去啊，打进去之后就有两个部分了。
We understand this peg once it's penetrated into the ground, there's two parts.
一个部分呢，就是地面上的部分，就是看得见的部分。
And the first part is what can be seen above the ground.
另外一个部分呢，就是看不到的部分。
And the other part of the stake is what we cannot see. It's within the ground.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
也代表我们一个人的信仰啊，也有两部分。
This also represents that for a person's faith, there's two parts to it.
第一个部分呢，是别人看得到的部分。
The first part of our faith is what others can see.
第二个部分就是别人看不到的部分。
And the other part is what others cannot see of our faith.
什么叫做看得见的部分呢？
What does it mean by what others can see of our faith?
你多久来一次聚会，别人看得到？
How often do you come for service, others can see this?
你来教会的时候穿什么，别人也看得到。
When you come to church, what do you wear, others can see this.
或者我们在参不参与教会的圣工，做什么工，做多少，别人也看得到。
And either or not you participate in the holy work, or you do or do not participate in holy work, others can see.
我们讲话，别人也听得到。
And what we say, others can hear.
我们常常讲，感谢主啊，赞美主啊，很多见证啊，嘴巴别人也听得到。
And if your mouth often speak of his praise and praise the Lord and testify for him, others can hear and see this as well.
当然，我们并不是说看得见的部分不重要。
And we cannot say what we can see with our eyes is not important.
你不能说一个从一年才来一次聚会的人是非常大发热心，就讲起来也 很难解释啊。
You can't say this person that comes to service once a year is a zealous person that believes in the Lord.
但是呢，我们看一个人或一件事呢，不能只看到看得见的部分。
But of course, we cannot only focus on what others
不能只看那个 invisible part.
And we cannot only focus on what others cannot see, this invisible part.
起码我们看自己的信仰，也不能只看自己看得见的部分。
And of course, when we look at our own faith, we cannot only focus on what we can see.
主耶稣讲道的时候要讲到这个问题。
And when Jesus Christ was preaching, he talked about this problem.
我们常常想说，我已经做到这样了，我已经表面上我一个很乖的、很好的信徒了。
And oftentimes you'll think I've done good enough already. And from the outer appearance, it seems as if I'm a very good Christian.
但是主耶稣呢，要我们多想一想看不见的部分。
But our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to ponder upon what we cannot see.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们举几个例子哦。
Let's raise a few examples.
马太福音第六章，我们先看一到第四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.Verse 1, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Verse 2, so when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth that they have received their reward in full. Verse 3, but when you give to the needy, do not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Verse 4, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees it, what is done in secret, will reward you.
这几节主耶稣讲到有关于帮助别人的问题。
Here, Jesus Christ talks about helping others.
主耶稣讲到说，我们要小心啊，帮助别人的时候啊，不要行在人的面前啊，故意叫别人看见。
The Lord Jesus Christ tells us to be careful when we do our acts of righteousness. We should not do it in front of others for others to see.
今天有人在问。
Today there was someone asking.
你看某某宗教团体、某某慈善机关做了多少的好事啊？
And you say that, and you ask that so-and-so charity and this and that religious denomination, they've done so much charity.
我们好像都没有做。
It seems as if we've done nothing.
其实我们是不是没有做呢？
But is it true that we've done no charity at all?
教会是不是没有做呢？
Is it true that our church does nothing of good?
主耶稣告诉我们啊。
But the Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
善事不是行在别人的面前。
Acts of righteousness is not to be done before men.
所以这个是非常的重要。
And therefore this is very important.
当时的文士法利赛人他们做善事敲锣打鼓啦，叫人来看啦，做完了就走了。
And the Pharisees, they would do acts of righteousness and give out in front of everyone for others to see. And after it's done, they would just walk away.
他们已经得到他们所要的了。
Because they've already received what they wanted.
这是别人的赞美啊。
And that's the praise of others.
别人的赞美很容易得到。
And to receive praise of others is actually very easy to gain.
只要在别人看得见的时候多做一点就可以了。
As long as you do more of these acts of righteousness before people, then others will see.
别人看不见的时候不用做，别人也不知道。
And when others cannot see and you don't do any of this, then it won't. Then you don't have to do it at all.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢？
But what does Jesus say?
你施舍的时候，第三节啊，左手啊，不要叫左手知道右手所做了。
Verse 3, but when you give to needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
这是根本不愿意给别人知道。
This is to a point that you don't want anyone to know.
你帮了谁啊？连被帮那个人呢，可能也不想让他知道。
And who you've helped, maybe you don't even want the person who you've helped to know that you've helped them.
有时候我们帮了人。
Sometimes when you help others.
为什么都帮不下去呢？
Why is it that you cannot help them?
我们想说，哎呀，对他这样，他一点回报都没有。
Because you'll think that I treat them like so, and they don't even reward me.
一点感谢的心都没有。
They don't even have a thankful heart.
怎么可以这样？
How could they do so?
所以我们想到这样，爱心就会冷淡。
So when we think with this kind of perspective and concept, our love will deteriorate.
那主耶稣这里讲说，看得见的部分不重要。
But here Jesus Christ tells us it's not important what people can see.
帮助别人要做给天父看。
But what we must do is we do it to God, to let God
see. 天父看到了，赏赐你就够了。
Because our Father in heaven, when He sees this, and He will reward us, and then it is enough.
所以主耶稣强调那个看不见的部分。
So Jesus emphasized on what cannot be seen.
我们的动机是什么？
What is our motivation?
再来祷告的问题。
Next is prayer.
我们看第五到第六节。
Verse 5 to verse 6. Verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, that they have received their reward in full. Verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
所以说讲到有关于祷告的问题。
Here Lord Jesus Christ talks about prayer.
我们常常想说，哎，这个人，这个文士、法利赛人，哇，他们很会祷告。
We often see the Pharisees and the teachers that they often pray.
因为他们呢会在人多的地方，会堂、十字路口站着祷告，让别人看到。
Because they will pray in the synagogues and they will pray on the side of the roads, so that when they pray, others can see.
但是一个信徒的信心是怎么样呢？
But what about how is the faith of a believer seen?
他是不是真的会靠神呢？
How is the faith of this person? How this member can depend on God?
在乎于啊，他回到家里，自己有困难的时候，会不会关起房门来自己在祷告？
As to do with that, either or not this believer, when they go home and they face trouble, will they close their door in their room and pray to God?
所以这个都是看不见的部分呢。
And all these are what cannot be seen with the eye.
我们今天要想一想，我们自己看不见的部分是怎么样的。
Therefore, today we need to ponder and think about how is this faith of ours that cannot be seen.
再来，我们看第七章的二十四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
七章第二十四节。
Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock.Verse 25, the rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.
这里主要是说盖房子要盖在很深的磐石上才会稳固。
Here it tells us that Jesus Christ tells us for us to build a house, we need to be built this house on the rock.
二十四说这是听见我的话去行的才有办法像这样。
Here it tells us everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like building a house on the rock.
我们今天听到听了很多。
Today we've listened to much truth.
但是我们告诉自己。
But we ask ourselves.
我们听完一篇道理。
After we've listened to this truth.
整个礼拜直到下一次来聚会之前。
Throughout the whole week until the next time you come to service again.
我怎么样把它实行出来？
How do I put this work into this truth into action?
如果是饶恕人的话，
If it's about forgiving others.
那么让我这个礼拜饶恕一个人。
Then this whole week let me forgive at least one person.
如果是听到爱心的话，
If it's the truth is about love.
让我关怀一个我没有关怀过的人。
Then let me love this person that I have not loved before.
我就是把它实行出来啊。
You should put all this out into action.
教会怎么可以建立起来呢？
How can a church be established?
我们个人的信仰怎么可以建立起来呢？
How can we establish our own faith?
这根橛子就是要钉下去才有稳啊。
It's just like the stake, it needs to be penetrated into down into the ground.
因为我们的信仰把它行出来才有体验。
Because only when we put our faith into action, then we have this experience.
你有体验，别人就不能帮你改变了。
Because once you have this experience of your faith, then others cannot change you.
所以这个看得见的部分呢，我们当然要做。
And of course, we need to do what can be seen with the eye.
那么看不见的部分更是重要。
But of course, what's even more important is what others cannot see.
那么什么叫看不见的部分呢？
Then what does it mean, the part that cannot be seen with the eye?
我们再来讲一点哦。
Let's talk about another point.
就是我关于我们自己要很自动自发的去读圣经。
And that is for all of us to be self-motivated to go and read the Bible.
我们常想一个问题。
We often think about one question.
到底听道理跟自己看圣经有什么不一样？
What is the difference between listening to sermon and Bible studying yourself?
都是听神的话。
All of it is listening to the words of God.
为什么传道人长职常常勉励我们回去要有自己的读经呢生活呢？
But why is it the pastors and that everyone tells us that we need to have our own Bible study life?
我们有开车的人都知道。
We know the people that drive.
如果我们不懂得去一个地方啊。
If we don't know how to get to a place.
我们有几种方法啊。
There are many different ways of how you can get there.
第一种方法就是请一个熟路的人开在前面，你开着在后面跟他路。
And the first way is to ask a person who knows the way very well and to guide you in the car in front of you and you follow them.
但是你这样跟呢，左转右转，左转右转，到最后呢是会到那个地方。
And if you just follow them left and right turn, in the end you will get to your destination.
但是呢。你跟一次两次三次还是要继续跟下去。
But after following one time, two time, three times, you still need to follow their car to get there.
前几个礼拜我们去东部啊，我去东部。
And a few weeks ago, we went to the East, I was in the East Coast.
那么我们去那个，我跟一个同工啊，去一个小镇，就是刚刚早上所讲那个 Plattsburgh 那个小镇，要从多伦多要开8个小时的车。
And me and a holy worker from Toronto, we needed to drive 8 hours to a town called Plasper.
那么我们出发之前呢，就想了，哎，某某弟兄啊，有一个GPS啊，听说不错的。
And we heard that there is this brother who has a GPS, and it sounds like a good idea to have it.
所以我们出发之前呢，就去借他的GPS来用。So
before we left on our journey, we borrowed this GPS from the brother.
啊，很高兴啊，在路上，我都那执事的负责开车，我就负责玩那个GPS，看看怎么样来把他带路，带到应该去那个地方。
And therefore, on the way, the deacon would drive, and I would sit beside him, and I would try to figure out how this GPS would guide us to where we're going.
哎，那个GPS很奇怪。
This GPS was really awkward.
哎，在我们最需要它的时候呢，它就 not functioning.
Right when the point when we need it the most, it says not functioning.
啊，收不到讯号。
It has no signal anymore.
哎，快要到了，我已经知道那条路大概是这样了。
And to the point that we almost know where we're going, we're very close, and I know it.
啊，他说，哎，找到了，啊，现在左转右转，这是跟我所想要走的路是一样。
And right at the point, the GPS comes alive again and says, you're almost close to your destination, and this is what you should go, but it's according to what I know already.
啊，因为我们在路上就骂那个GPS说，哎，这是太便宜的，这个牌子不好，可能以为在骂，把他骂醒了，哎，最后关头就醒过来了。
And we thought that because it's a brand, it's not good, and therefore in the car, we had a lot of complaints about this GPS.
回来的时候呢?
And on the way back.
啊，想说，哎，既然昨天最后那个关头是有working的，可能今天应该也working嘛。
So we thought yesterday, at the last point, before our arrival to our destination, the GPS worked, so maybe today it will work too.
结果呢,打开之后呢?
And when we turned it on.
哎，他都乱带我们路。
And it starts to guide us into really weird roads.
完全方向错误了。
And the whole direction was wrong.
啊，它可能根本就有问题了啊。
Maybe the GPS itself had problems.
可能有点坏掉了。
Maybe the machine itself there was some problems.
但是我们刚开始不知道。
But in the beginning we did not know.
啊，想说，哎呀，还是听他的吧。
In the beginning we thought we'll just give it another chance. We'll just listen to the
direction. 可能要回多伦多了，结果快要回到蒙特利尔了。
And in the beginning, we were going to go back to Toronto, but it turns out we're going towards Montreal.
哎，所以呢，到最后啊，就哎没有办法了，真的找不到路回家，哎，停下来在加油站，乖乖买个地图。
And to the point that we really realized we were lost and we couldn't find our way home, so we stopped at a gas station and bought a map.
哎，其实看地图也很简单啊。
And indeed, it's easy to read the map.
啊，看了之后，你有idea说，哎，我什么时候要转，什么时候转，应该什么时候一定会到了。
And therefore, after reading the map, we kind of had an idea of where to turn, and you have an idea of how to get back.
啊，感谢主了，我们不要买那个牌子的GPS就好了。
And thank the grace of the Lord, now what I've learned is not to buy that brand of GPS.
这个现在不能讲哦。
And I can't tell you what brand it is.
以后你们知道，私底下再问我。
And if you want to know, come ask me.
哎，但是呢，就算好的GPS啊。
Even though it was a good GPS.
你给它带得多啊，你就头脑就停顿了。
And once you follow GPS more and more often, then your mind starts to become very
dumb.左转右转，左转右转，到最后你还是要每次要打开它。
And you will follow the direction on GPS again and again, and you will have to rely on it.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
但我们不是说听道理就是GPS啊，听道理是非常重要，要多听道理。
I'm not saying that listening to truth is like listening to GPS. It's also very important.
但是我们想想啊，我们一个人的做一个信徒，一辈子听了多少遍道理？
But we need to really ponder upon, as a member, as a believer, how many truths, how many sermons have you listened to throughout your whole life?
一年52个礼拜。
There's 52 weeks in a month, in a year.
如果我们是一个标准的信徒，一个礼拜来听两堂的道理啊。
And if you are a regular believer, and you come to the church to listen to 2 sermons a week.
一年差不多有听100篇的道理。
And about a year, you listen to 100 sermons.
10年呢?
About 10 years.
这500篇的道理。
Then,
十年一千篇道理，对不起，不会算数学，感冒的关系。谢谢。
10 year would be 1,000.
对对。那么，如果是从20岁到70岁，50年呢，差不多多少？5000篇道理，对不对？
更多。更多啊，多少啊？我们说10年1000篇嘛，对不对？ Yeah, so 50 years of a believer, then you have listened to 5,000 sermons.
对，5000篇道理啊。
5,000 sermons you've listened to.
其他时间不用算，从新的50年20到70岁，5000篇道理。
And other times you don't add on, but just regular Sabbath, you've listened to 5,000 sermons.
5,000篇道理就等于几个小时啊。
5,000 sermons, how many hours is that?
真的可以从圣经啊，从头讲到尾，再讲到前面，讲好几次了。
And you can speak of the Bible, can read it out loud, and from beginning to end, and from end to beginning, and again and again.
什么道理没有听过？
What kind of sermons have you not yet listened to?
哪里的长子传道的道理没有听过？
Which elder, which pastor's sermon you've not yet listened to?
就是在座的都是国际的啊。
And among us, we're all from different parts of the world.
来到温哥华又是国际的城市，不同的地方的长子传道，哇，太多了。
And when you come to Vancouver, it's also an international city. And there are many different pastors and elders that come and give their sermons here.
哪一个专长讲什么啊？通通都听过了。
And you know which pastor and elder specialize in what kind of topic, and therefore you've listened to all of them.
听过，但是有时候又很陌生。
But even though you've listened to it so many times, but sometimes it seems it's very, it's, you don't know it.
有时候讲说，哎，圣经有这句话吗？
And you'll think, is there such verse in the Bible?
大概在哪里又找不出来。
And you cannot find it in the Bible.
所以啊，没有自己在自己思考过，真的是听了很多也是忘记了。
So if you do not ponder upon the truth afterwards, then no matter how much you listen to, it's all in vain.
就像学生啊。
It's just like a student.
一天在学校听课四五个小时。
They're at school for 4 or 5 hours a day.
为什么回家要写功课呢？
Why is it they need to go home and do their homework?
就是这里写功课的时候，你不懂的时候，你做错的时候，你就是找到答案的时候，你把它记起来的时候。
Because during the process of your homework, you realize what you don't know, and you go and search for the answer. And after you found the answer, then you keep it, the knowledge for yourself.
一个真正扎根的信徒啊。
And therefore, for a believer that is truly rooted,
真的是要自己有好好读圣经的习惯。
Then they need to have a habit of reading the Bible.
读多了。
The more you read it.
明白了。
The more you understand.
或者不明白了。
Or you don't understand.
我找答案了。
And you found your answer.
神的话语就好像我们的思想的一部分啊。
And therefore, the words of God becomes part of your thinking.
你思想的部分很自然的就会被神的话语就带动了。
And of course, once that your thinking is part of God, then God will guide you.
那么我们说要打这个钉子，这个抉择打到地底里面。
And we say we need to penetrate and stake this peg into the ground.
这个是需要很大的功夫的。
This needs great strength.
就很大力打下去。
You need a lot of strength to put it into the ground deep.
圣经很多的伟人啊，很多神重用的工人。
And within the Bible, there are many holy workers of the Lord.
在他们还没有出来为主做工之前。
Before they came out to preach and to work for the Lord.
主都让他们碰到一种环境啊，熬炼他们。
The Lord would have set them and placed them in a situation, environment where they could be trained.
被派到别人看不到的地方。
They would be sent to a place others cannot see.
你看摩西啊。
For example, Moses.
他的品性柔和谦卑是什么时候开始学到的？
When did he learn to be meek and humble?
啊，是他都被人忘记那四十年，在旷野学到了。
It was the 40 years where he was forgotten.
啊，主耶稣基督出来工作之前。
Before the Lord Jesus Christ came out to work,
40 天在旷野接受训练。
40 days in the wilderness, he fasted.
啊，被魔鬼试探，他胜过试探了。
He was tempted by Satan, but he overcame that temptation.
啊，还有使徒保罗也是一样。
And also Apostle Paul.
啊，在他出来为主做工之前呢，他在亚拉伯的旷野，别人看不到的地方啊，就把他的根基打好了。
And it was in the wilderness where Paul, his foundation of his belief was rooted in a place where others cannot see.
都是别人看不到的时候。
These are all places in time where others cannot see them.
那么今天我们作为一个使徒，我们作为一个信徒，我们很难说啊，跑去旷野与世无争啊，这样灵修一年也很困难。
And of course, as a member today, we cannot just say that we'll go out into the wilderness and to separate ourselves from the world and to be spiritually cultivated.
啊，但是教会啊，很爱我们的灵性啊，都预备了很多。各种各样的讲习会了，来给我们补充了。
But the church loves us and our spirituality, and therefore the church prepares a lot of seminars to be so that we can be spiritually edified.
去年的十一月，在美国啊举办了啊这个成人全国成人的啊神训班。
And last year in November, in the States there was a NATS National Adult Theological Seminar.
那么一开始啊，没有什么人说要报名啊。
And in the beginning, not many people wanted to register for this.
啊，但是后来呢，感谢主。
But in the end, thank the grace of the Lord.
啊，刚开始呢，很多弟兄姐妹都很害怕啊。
In the beginning, many brothers and sisters, they were actually quite frightened.
我都一把年纪了。
I'm so old.
去那边要吃不好，要睡不好。
If I go there, I will not eat well, and I will not sleep well.
地方也不熟。
And I'm not familiar with the place there.
所以很多人都不敢报名。
Therefore, many people do not register.
但是后来呢，有一两个开始报名了，都叫朋友了。哎呀，我都去了，你一起陪我啦。
And when one or two started to register for the event, and then they would tell their friends to go as well.
结果到最后，我们温哥华去了六七个。
And in the end, six and seven of our brothers and sisters went to the NATS.
没有 brothers, 都是 sisters.
Six and seven sisters, there are no brothers.
弟兄可能比较忙啊，没办法，这是上班的。但是，很多姐妹们、妈妈们呢，报名参加。
And maybe the brothers are too busy for this event, but the sisters, many of them went to this event.
结果回来之后啊。
After they came back.
教会安排他们分享心得，每一个都可以讲一个小时。
And the church arranged them for them to give reflection. And all of them, each one of them, they can at least speak for an hour.
在那边常常听道理，有系统的学习圣经的书卷，还有透过祷告，觉得很喜乐。
And there was a systematic way of studying the Bible and also through prayer. They felt this great joy inside of them.
也认识了很多同年纪的在北美洲的弟兄姐妹。
And they also have met many other brothers and sisters, fellow believers that are in North America.
去完了，上完课了，还可以去玩，去迪士尼、去或者其他的地方参观。
And after their seminar, they would take them out to go Disneyland.
交了很多属灵的朋友。
And they have made many spiritual friends.
感谢主啊，他们回来都很高兴。
And thank the grace of the Lord, when they all returned home, they were so filled with joy.
时间过得很快，今年十月快到了。
And time went by really fast. It's October.
今年的 NATS 啊，全国成人神训班呢，在美国东部的New Jersey, Hillsboro 这个地方。
And this year, the NATS is going to be held in Hillsboro Church in New Jersey.
这个是教会啊，自己买地自己盖。
This is a church that bought their own land and built their own church.
地非常的大，有几个 hectares 啊，非常大。
And the land is indeed great, many, many acres.
这是教会的后面的一个小森林呢，根本就没有去碰过的，里面有动物跑来跑去。
And behind the church, there's actually a small forest, and there are animals in there.
会堂也盖得非常的漂亮。
And the chapel is built beautifully.
坐在里面非常的舒服。
And when you sit in there, it's very comfortable.
当然没有你家里那么舒服了，但是还是很舒服的。
Of course, it's not as comfortable as your own home, but it's very comfortable there.
有时候我们想说，哎呀，去那边会不习惯啊。
And you might wonder and you might think and worry that you won't get used to the church there.
但是我们想想我们的主耶稣啊。
But we need to think about our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在天国要来地上也很不习惯。
Of course, our Lord, our God from heaven, to come from heaven and to live in the world, he must not be used to it at all.
在地上那么辛苦，做穷人，做苦，受苦，受难了。
And to be a poor person in the world and to suffer.
但是为了我们，他都不介意了。
But for us, he was willing.
我们为了学习道理，辛苦一点点，其实也是值得的。
And for us to learn of his teaching and truth, for us to suffer just that little bit, it should be worth it.
其实啊，所谓的受苦就是排队洗澡等久一点而已啊。
And the only kind of suffering that you actually face is lining up, taking shower.
暴力回来不会瘦，一天吃四五餐。
But I promise you, you will not lose any weight because you eat at least four meals a day.
所以啊，都是属灵的享受。
All these are enjoyments of spirituality.
现在已经开始报名了。
And registration is being is open now.
要赶快啊！所以如果自己的父母亲呢，我们当儿女的也要鼓励父母去啊。
And if you're the children, then encourage your parents to go.
父母，我出机票让你去。
You should tell your parents, "I'll take care of your plane ticket for you to go."
所以能够有这种机会，把握也是很好。
And therefore, if you have this opportunity, then grab hold of that opportunity.
日期呢是十一月中啊。
And it's 中间还是？
十一月中间啊。
And it's mid-November.
所以那个详情啊，已经在那个报告栏那边了。
And it's on the bulletin board, the information.
今天又卖了广告。
And I am advertising and promoting this.
对大家的灵性有帮助的。
And it will edify your spirituality.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，祝福我们。
And may the Lord Jesus Christ bless us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.